talking about merch madness meets plant ID.
Hey, thanks, Brian. My name is Braden Hoke. I am a graduate teaching assistant at Kansas State University, and I'm going to be speaking about some teaching and learning methodology that we've applied in Landscape 2 Plants. It's the second identification course in our department. So if y'all are familiar with college basketball, the Big Dance, or the NCAA basketball tournament, is in March. And basketball is really important to Kansas because that's where it was invented. And even though our university, we're not as good as University of Kansas, but that's okay. So we implement this really fun teaching and learning activity because we want to try to break away from the monotonous structure of like three lectures per week for an hour and then like 2 hours of lab, because a lot of the students in this course, the landscape plants course, they're landscape designers and landscape architects. So they're not necessarily researchers. They're really creative people that need interactive teaching methods for them to learn. So in the course, they learn plant species, but we don't have a lot of time to teach them different cultivars with these species. So this activity was designed to cater towards all these incoming new plant cultivars and plant introductions. Each student, before the tournament begins, is assigned a specific cultivar, and then as the basketball tournament methodology progresses, they are assigned in a bracket, so they're given a bid. And once a week, the students face off or they play each other. So they'll come up and stand up by their photo on the screen, and their competitor will stand on the other side, and they're given about 5 minutes to speak about their plants and why their plant's better than the other person's. So they trash talk a lot on all these new But, and so there's a lot of incentive because at the end, the winner gets free plants and, of course, extra credit points. But really, we just wanted to break away from the monotony, do something really fun, and cater to these really creative people, and then, I mean, also improve their public speaking skills, their marketing skills, if they go to actually work for a nursery and try to sell these products to, like, nurseries and then also garden centers. And, yeah, I think that's about it.